The Shifting Sands of Control, A History of Social Media Regulation. In the blink of an eye, the digital town square has morphed into a global colossus, a place where ideas ignite, communities form, and fortunes are made and lost. But this vast landscape, once a wild frontier, is now under increasing scrutiny. The history of social media regulation is not a dry recitation of laws. It's a dramatic saga of innovation clashing with consequence, of freedom wrestling with responsibility, and of societies grappling with the unprecedented power of the platforms that connect us all. Our journey begins not with slick interfaces and viral trends, but with the humble precursors of online interaction, bulletin board systems, BBS, and early internet forums in the late 20th century. These were digital havens, often run by enthusiasts, where discussions could flourish with minimal oversight. The prevailing ethos was one of open access and free expression, a digital Wild West where the loudest voices or the most dedicated moderators often set the tone. Laws governing these nascent spaces were virtually non-existent, reflecting a general naivete about the potential scale and impact of online communication. The late 1990s and early 2000s saw the rise of platforms like GeoCities, Friendster, and MySpace. These were the first steps towards the social media behemoths we know today, offering more structured ways for people to connect and share. Even then, the regulatory landscape was largely reactive. When issues like online harassment or the distribution of illegal content arose, the response was often piecemeal, with platforms implementing their own terms of service rather than facing comprehensive government mandates. The Communications Decency Act of 1996 in the United States, for example, attempted to regulate indecent material online, but much of it was struck down by courts, underscoring the difficulty of applying old legal frameworks to new digital realities. Then came the game changers: Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. These platforms exploded in popularity, weaving themselves into the very fabric of daily life. Suddenly, the consequences of unchecked online speech became starkly apparent. The Arab Spring in the early 2010s showcased the power of social media as a tool for organization and dissent, but also highlighted its susceptibility to manipulation and the spread of misinformation. Governments around the world began to take notice, not just as observers, but as potential regulators. Europe, with its strong tradition of data privacy, began to lead the charge. The General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, implemented in 2018, was a landmark piece of legislation. It imposed strict rules on how companies collect, process, and store personal data, giving individuals more control over their digital footprint. This was a seismic shift, forcing platforms to fundamentally rethink their data practices and consider user privacy as a core operational principle. The hefty fines for non-compliance sent a clear message: the era of unfettered data collection was over. Meanwhile, the United States grappled with its own set of challenges. Debates raged over Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which largely shields online platforms from liability for user-generated content. Critics argued that this protection allowed platforms to become cesspools of hate speech, misinformation, and harmful content without fear of legal repercussions. Proponents, however, warned that repealing or significantly altering Section 230 could stifle innovation and lead to widespread censorship, as platforms would become overly cautious to avoid lawsuits. The sheer scale and speed of social media also presented unique regulatory hurdles. How do you regulate content that can be shared globally in seconds? How do you balance freedom of speech with the need to protect vulnerable populations from online harms like cyberbullying, incitement to violence, and foreign interference in elections? These were not abstract philosophical questions. They were urgent, real-world problems demanding concrete solutions. The COVID-19 pandemic in 2020 further amplified these concerns. Social media became an even more critical conduit for information, but also a breeding ground for dangerous misinformation about the virus, treatments, and vaccines. This led to increased pressure on platforms to actively moderate content, a task that proved both technically challenging and politically fraught. The line between moderation and censorship became increasingly blurred, sparking heated debates about the power wielded by a handful of tech giants. Today, in 2025, the regulatory landscape continues to evolve at a dizzying pace. We see a patchwork of laws and proposals across different countries, each attempting to strike a delicate balance. Some focus on algorithmic transparency, demanding that platforms reveal how their content is curated and amplified. Others target the spread of disinformation, imposing stricter content moderation requirements. Still others aim to break up monopolies, fostering competition in the social media space. The story of social media regulation is far from over. It's a dynamic, ongoing narrative that will shape our digital future. It reminds us that while technology can be a powerful force for good, its unchecked growth can also pose significant challenges. The question that remains, and will continue to be debated, is how we can harness the connective power of social media while safeguarding our societies from its potential harms. A task that requires constant vigilance, thoughtful policy, and a deep understanding of the history that brought us here.